Welcome back to the Hair Metal Rules Podcast. My favorite Hair Nation host, Ozzy's Boneyard host, Mark Striegel. I've kind of acquired a bit of a relationship with this man in since M3. I think he's a great guy. He's a great host. I enjoy all his social media posts and just hearing what's going on in Mark Striegel's head from time to time. And since the last time I saw him, he's got a bit of a haircut. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Jeremy, how are you? It's been so great getting to know you since we met at M3.
Well,
Are you going this year? I'm curious to hear what the schedule is, or the lineup, I guess I should
yeah. Well,
say.
that's what we're. My wife's more watching something than I am. I told her, I was like, when they post it, most time it's after January. They'll start posting certain things. We want to go this year, and hopefully we will. I'd like to go to the Rockin' Pod Expo also in Nashville, but
I've been to that. I went to that once.
we went last year, and it was the year before because they had Keel Fest there, and Ron Keel and Steeler and Alcatraz all got back together and. They had a concert at a bar down there, and Roy Cathy came on from Cold Sweat. He was with Mark Ferrari in Cold Sweat, and they came up there and played a few songs. And of course, just I've never seen Keel before, so it was neat seeing Ron Keel and Rick Fox and some of the other guys from back in the day up there playing, but. Rocky Pod was pretty neat walking around, actually being able to get, close enough to people to actually talk to them and, get a picture with them and all that. So.
We were at the very first Rockin' Pod. I don't know, 2017 maybe.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And as far as M3 goes, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about bands who's playing this year. That I haven't officially been asked back to host it. I mean, between you, me, and the listeners, I practically do it for free. That's how much I love that festival. So
That place
I'm
is great.
hopeful. Yeah, it's
That
so
place is
much fun.
great. The first year we ever went was about 3 years ago. Zoom is telling me we're in a, okay, I know we're in a meeting. But anyway, the first time we ever went was when they, at the last minute, they decided to do it July 4th weekend. And that was probably about 4 years ago.
It
So
had been delayed or postponed because of COVID or something.
well, because of COVID, yes. And I had heard so much about it. And I'm like, told my wife, I was like, we were way up in the top, up in the nosebleed, up in the grass area. But luckily, we got right there at the fence, and you could see the big screens. But anyway, I mean, I saw, Hurricane. I never seen Hurricane before, and Slaughter was there, Winger was there, Tokyo Motor Fist was there. It just a lot of great bands, and I enjoyed it so much. But fortunately, the second day. That was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Saturday, some people walked by and we were up there at the fence and they said, "Hey, would you like our tickets? We're not going to be able to be here tomorrow." So we actually got down there pretty close in the seats and, it's a little bit better than being out in the heat. But that's so great that these hair metal bands still want to get out there and M3 actually does it and wants to put it on is the great thing about it.
Absolutely. So hoping that it's a good lineup this year. It almost always is. So we shall see. M3 usually the first week in first weekend in May. So
Right. I know that a few months ago, I don't know why they put it up. I know you probably follow their Instagram page, but they showed a video for Spread Eagle. I just wonder if, Spread Eagle might be one of the bands, since they're out touring that may be at M3. But why they would just randomly show their new video on the M3
Oh,
website,
I
I
remember
wonder.
seeing that too. I remember that.
So that leads me to believe that maybe they'll be there. Some of the people I've interviewed that have been to M3 before, I've tried to kind of hint around, but I talked to one guy. I talked to the Tommy Ricard, the drummer for Vane, and he said they were on like a 3 year cycle. every 3 years they would be asked back.
Okay.
Certain bands. Some bands were every 1 year, some bands were every 2 years, depending on how big you were, back in the day as to
Yeah.
how often you get asked back. So, but
Okay, makes sense. Makes
isn't
sense.
it? I envy you because you're down there. I would like cut my right arm off to be on that stage and just walking around, meeting all these guys and talking to them. That
Yeah.
I envy you for that. And the other concerts you go to, recently you went and saw Iron Maiden. I mean, I haven't seen them in 20 years, long time ago.
They were outstanding. I see them as much as I can. I've been seeing Maiden now for 40 years. I mean, the anniversary's coming up, my 40-year anniversary of seeing Maiden live in a couple weeks. And that last show was definitely one of my favorites. And they played a lot of new material. And I had looked at the set list before going in there, and I was like, yeah, I don't know how good this is going to be. They're not playing Run to the Hills or Number of the Beast. But it was still the energy in that room and the performance that those guys gave was excellent. I mean, Bruce's voice I thought was better than the last three times I've seen them. And Nico McBrain, who suffered a stroke, he it really wasn't that noticeable. I mean, maybe he simplified some of the beats slightly, but it didn't matter. He was just so great up on stage, and it just wouldn't have felt right without him there. So I was so happy to see all those guys just delivering 100%. And the place was like beyond sold out. I mean, it was crazy. And they had just the week before played like 20 miles away in New York State, Brooklyn, New York. So the fact that, which was also sold out. So I mean, the demand for this band that's been around, what, like 45 years at this point, is really strong. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Out, selling out. I think it's great that people still want to see, these bands after all these years because they're just not drying up and going away, and you just never really hear from them again. They still make music, they're still touring, people still want to see it.
Yep.
I like your Jersey metal. I've learned so much about not necessarily Jersey metal, but East Coast metal. I have
Right.
learned so much about it, not necessarily metal, but just how many bands. You don't realize until you start talking to people how many bands were on the East Coast. Trickster, Soraya, Skid Row, Cinderella, Heaven's Edge. And there were
Yeah.
so many bands, and it's like people always think about the West Coast and the Sunset Strip scene, but the East Coast was pounding it out just as hard, but they had a little bit further to go to play in clubs. They just couldn't go up and down the street and play like they did in Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, I saw some of those bands. I saw like Heaven's Edge play clubs down in Philly, and I lived in Central Jersey in the late 80s. I lived in the Midwest before that, so I would be able to kind of see some of the New York scene, but also the Philly scene, because I was kind of right in between. And Heaven's Edge, they were a band. I was sure they were going to be like the next Bon Jovi. I mean, I remember seeing them at the Empire Rock Club, and it was just loaded with scantily clad pretty girls, and packed beyond belief. And I was like, this is it. These guys are going to blow up. And they never quite did. They hit a little late, I think. For I was often wonder if they could have put that album out 2, 3 years earlier. I think it could have been a totally different story for them. But great band. And yeah, you mentioned Skid Row and Cinderella. I mean, just a really of course Bon Jovi. So many great bands. There used to be a club here in New Jersey called the Birch Hill, where a lot of those bands played. And then, of course, up in New York, you had L'Amour's, and there was, let's see, the Cat, not the one in LA was the Cat Club, and the one, or Cat House. No, the one in LA was the Cat House. And then there was one in New York where a lot of those bands played, called the Cat Club, which I remember going to. But yeah, what just such a great time in history for music. Absolutely.
Well, the only kind of club that was around here when I was growing up was you had a twin clubs. You had the Flaming Mug in Fayetteville.
You're in North Carolina, right?
Yes, sir. You had the Flaming Mug in Fayetteville, and you had the Switch in Raleigh.
Okay.
And the first time I ever went to the Flaming Mug, I saw Cold Sweat and Sabotage. They were in this place is about as big as the room I'm sitting in. A couple of pool tables, a bar, but I was talking to Roy Cathy the other day, and when you walked in that place, the wall that you walked in and paid your admission was signed by everybody that had ever played there.
Wow.
And now it's a country and western club. And I guarantee you, whoever bought it painted over that.
Yeah,
I mean,
supposed
these,
painted over history, huh?
I mean, Doc and Rat, Warrant, all these guys played at these little places. But I think it's great. I didn't get to experience that much because I had some strict parents and
Right.
we didn't. You went to a concert every now and then, you got to go to the Flaming Mug every now and then, but you had to be home by a certain time. But anyway, I think it's great all the clubs you got to go to and see these bands. It would be nice to go back in time and be able to see them all over again, but we live through what we have now and the ones that still want to come out and play. It might not be the whole band. It might be only two people from the original band, but they're still willing to go out and play, and they're playing what people want to hear. And I would trade jobs with you in a hot minute to my dream. I got satellite radio when it first came out,
Right.
and it was a you put it in your car and you run this wire antenna and you put a disc on top of your roof.
I had that too, yeah.
And I paid a lifetime subscription to it when it first came out. You could do it for like $99 for a lifetime subscription. And I
Really?
just bought it for Hair Nation. I'm like, I'm gonna hear, I don't have to put the tape in or whatever, but I envy you for being able to, talk about what you love and get paid to do what you love. And plus you get to go to Ozzy's Boneyard. That's a whole nother heavier genre of the music.
Yeah.
And,
Well, I Hair Nation right now, I'm down to one shift, unfortunately, on Hair Nation. I wish there could be more, but just the way the schedule worked out and they have to kind of shuffle things around. So I keep asking them for more Hair Nation, and I'm hopeful that happens for me at some time because I love that stuff. But the two stations that I'm on primarily are Ozzy's Boneyard, which is hard and heavy classic rock. So you'll get a little bit of Skid Row there, Motley Crue, but you'll also get 70s rock like Thin Lizzy and Led Zeppelin, and then the classic heavy metal bands from Black Sabbath to Iron Maiden to Metallica. So that's a place I feel really comfortable because I love just about everything we feature on that channel. And then they let me do some cool interviews with people like recently Zakk Wylde and Michael Schenker I spoke with not too long ago. Who else? There was somebody really big is slipping my mind that I spoke with recently. But you can find all those interviews available on the SiriusXM app anytime you want by searching Ozzy's Boneyard interviews. The other station I wanted to mention that I am on is Turbo, which I'm on weekday mornings on that. That's channel 41. And that leans more 90s and the first decade of the 2000s with those hard rock and alternative metal bands, if you will, nu metal. Yeah.
Well, I
So
think it's cool.
great job.
Yesterday,
I count my blessings every day that I was able to get in there. I had a whole other career before this, so this is definitely something at this point in my life. I mean, I've been there 3 years at this point, but it's definitely a special thing, and I never take it for granted because it's a ton of fun and it's a great bunch of people to work with, and I get to go into the offices in New York whenever I want. The studios, I was in there the other day. I passed Cher in the hall, which I was just
Wow.
like, you know, you
That's
see,
crazy.
and I see people like that all the time. The same day I saw Cher in the hall at Sirius XM. Like an hour later, I'm walking in the hall, same place, Richard Gere is standing there, which, you know, it's just like these
Wow.
are iconic people that you and
Yeah.
I, whether we were big fans or not, you know, we
Sure.
grew up with Cher's
Right. Yeah,
music on
exactly.
the radio, seeing her on TV, on the battleship dancing around, or Richard
Yes,
Gere
those.
in Pretty Woman, you know, we so
Yeah.
so it's a fun place to work on so many different levels.
Well, I think it's neat you posted a picture of you sitting beside Ozzy Osbourne on his birthday the other day. I mean, how great is it to actually, say you've met Ozzy Osbourne and talk to him,
Yeah.
and you're a host on one of his shows? That's good
Yeah,
stuff right there.
that picture was actually from last year. I reposted it on his birthday, but I've had the opportunity to spend some time with Ozzy numerous times throughout my life, and he's always been extremely warm, nice. You know, he's one of the most famous rock stars of all time, and sometimes you think, oh, they might be, you know, unapproachable,
Right.
or they don't want to talk to people, but he and I have met people like that, and I won't mention any names. Ozzy is
Sure.
not one of them. He is so warm and open and ready to try to make you laugh. He loves to make people laugh, you know, and a real personable, down to earth guy. And I will stand up for his whole family, because that picture that you mentioned, I got to spend time with Sharon, who gave me a big hug and was so nice. I couldn't believe she seemed to know who I was. That was my first time meeting her, and she was just wonderful. And Kelly and Jack I met too, and the same with them. They were just so, the whole family just so very friendly. So I feel extremely grateful and blessed to be associated with them. Absolutely.
Well, I think a lot of the persona that the whole Osborne clan got was back when, you had the Osbournes on TV. But I mean, you know what? You're on there. It's funny. It's fun. You're making money off of it. But a lot of times, those kind of things follow people. On they're like, well, yeah, he was a turd on the Osbournes, so that's probably how he is in true life. But I mean, that's fictional television that. They're giving you exactly what you want to see, but you can't, judge somebody by that. It's great to hear that they're all really genuine people. That's good to hear.
Yeah, really nice. And listen, there's no doubt Sharon can be tough, you know,
Yeah.
and people sometimes have pushed back on her because of that. But you got to remember who she's managed, who her husband is, and
Yes.
when you're in that position, you know, people sometimes will say things or try to take advantage of you. So she has to be tough, you know, and thank God she's been that way, because she is an enormous part of why you and I have had Ozzy in our life year after year, literally our whole life. I mean, this guy was putting out albums the year I was born, you know, so he's
Right,
really
yeah.
always been there. So, yeah. So
Well, I
great.
know our time is short today, but what are you ready for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I'm just, trying to come up with some Christmas tunes. I want to try to convince the people at Sirius XM to maybe let me sprinkle in some of those on my shows. So I was reading a list. I just was writing down Mistress for Christmas. You know that one, AC/DC?
Yes.
Good one. There's the King Diamond song, No Presents for Christmas.
Right.
I think Rob Halford of Judas Priest does an incredible version of Come All Ye Faithful, beautiful version of that. Queensryche doing White Christmas, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and that's Claus, Claws by Alice
Right.
Cooper, which is a good
Right.
one. So we'll see if we can get some of those on
I have
Sirius.
never heard Queensryche sing White Christmas.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's super readily available. There's an Aussie one too. He does what is he does Which is super rare. He does Winter Wonderland with Jessica Simpson on her Christmas album. which
Wow.
I believe is not a, I think it's pulled off the market, but you can find
Right.
a video of that online, which is pretty interesting. Yeah.
Well, the day after Christmas, I had to pull everything out of the garage, and the missus decorated the house. So the house is decorated for Christmas, and she's happy. So
Good.
funny story. We in the house we moved into, we took everything out, and my wife is one of these people that if you walk out the front door, when she walks back in, the storm door, she locks it. Okay. You can see anybody coming to the house, but anyway, went out to the garage and I forgot the garage door was locked. So we go out there and try to pull some more boxes down and we lock ourselves out of the house completely.
Oh, this is the other day when we were texting.
Yeah, no key, no nothing. And luckily, we have the windows in this house was built in the early 90s, but you can crank them and they'll open, but so far, and you crank them back, all the windows in the house. But anyway, one of the windows in the kitchen just happened not to get locked. So I pushed on it, got my hand there, and crank it out. We barged through there and fit through there and got back in the house. But that's what I was doing the other day when you were trying to get out with me.
Right on. Well, all right, Jeremy, I do have to run
Yes,
and pick up
sir.
my son. Please text me, reach out anytime. I not only appreciate the support you personally give me online, but I appreciate your belief and support in this music that you and I both love. So don't stop doing what you're doing. You are an asset to the community. So God bless you and thank you for doing that. And just real quick plug, you mentioned Jersey Metal. This is a book. Oh, and Hair Nation, thank you for supporting SiriusXM.
Yes,
This is
sir.
a book that a couple friends of mine put out, Alan Tecchio and Frank White, two old school Jersey metal guys, and it just goes into the history that this music has had in this state, going way back to the like late 70s. Worth checking out if you're a history buff when it comes to hard rock and heavy metal music. And hopefully soon to be a film. They're talking about doing a documentary on it. So
Nice.
that's
Well, I'll
that.
check it out.
Yeah. All right, sir.
Thank you, sir. And I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas. And I
Thank you.
appreciate you too. I'm glad to call you friend. And keep doing what you're doing, Mark. We love you on Hair Nation. We want you more of you on Hair Nation. And hopefully that might change the who knows what next year brings.
Yeah, we'll see, man. Things are life's full of changes. So
That's
we'll
right.
see where things go. But I love hanging out with people like you on Hair Nation, knowing that you're listening is always awesome. So
Well, take
there,
care,
Saturday
brother.
morning is when I'm on Hair Nation now.
Saturday mornings. All right.
Okay.
Well, take care, brother. Merry
All
Christmas
right.
to you.